Ganeshish for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Well, poetry in the time of COVID. 50 years from now, it'll be kind of like a time capsule to read back and see some of this poetry and the art that has been created during this time. The Byrne Thompson Writers Group has been working on a collection that will be featured at the Juno Douglas Museum. And here to tell us about that from the Byrne Thompson Group, we have Margot Waring and Misty St. Clair, who are also poets themselves. So thank you for being here with us to tell us about this. Sounds so intriguing. So why don't we start with you, Misty, and tell us about how the Juno Douglas Museum is going to handle this collection of poetry that you've been working on.
So I'm here to talk about this month's Coffee and Conversation event at the City Museum. What they have done is we've recorded our poems and they will be played on a loop. And so people can come in and mingle and listen. It will be COVID safe. Everybody will be required to wear masks, of course, and things will be set up for social distancing as much as possible. But there will be poets there. We'll all be there. Most of us will. And, you know, you can interact with us, ask us questions about, you know, poetry during these hard times. And so it's an opportunity to meet us, to purchase a chat book, and to hear the poems.
So, Margot, tell us what exactly a chapbook is.
A chapbook is a collection, a short collection of poems. It's not like a full-length hardcover book. It usually runs less than 50 pages, so something between 20 and 50 pages. In this case, it's written by several different poets, but often, or more often, a chapbook is written by one poet. Misty currently has a chapbook available in town, as do I at Hearthside Books. And so in those kinds of chapbooks, it's the work of one poet is featured. Our collection really lets us bring a diverse perspectives to the one topic of the experience of this COVID pandemic here in our town.
So, Misty, tell us a little bit about what you think this collection brings out.
I think it focuses on, you know, how the pandemic has hit our community, and we're all local poets who have contributed. You know, poetry can be, some of the poems are light and can be, you know, a solace or bring some humor into, you know, these traumatic times. Some of them are more serious and, you know, talk about action or, and then some are meditative. So there's a wide range of poems that, you know, people can experience.
Well, we're going to have the two of you come back when we have a chance to maybe share some of this poetry. And I think we're going to run out of time before this hour is over. But Margot, what strikes you about the significance of sharing this collection with the community?
I think it's one of the things that's significant about it is that it came about as we were thinking about the City Museum's desire to have an archive of artistic expression about what will be in the future a historic time in our community. And so having several different poets writing about that time, I think makes it a broader reflection of community experience.
And I think that is very good to have because, you know, you think back of the 1918 pandemic and we apparently lost in our culture the memory of that, of what happened. And it seems like history has repeated itself in a lot of unfortunate ways. So before we go here, you want to tell us what you think this collection conveys to people about what's significant?
Well, of course, what is significant to one person that we don't want to forget? I think that the things that stand out to me, and I think you'll find other perspectives in different poets' writing, is that although we were all separated and sheltering in our own spaces, people still manage to share a great deal, to adopt Zoom as a way of socially connecting and sharing experience. And I think our community particularly has been very kind to each other. And several of the poems in the collection speak to kindness.
All right, we are just about out of time. Misty, you want to recap the particulars for us?
Sure. So it's tomorrow, Saturday, November 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the City Museum.
All right. I want to thank you very much, Margot and Misty, and hope that a lot of people will take advantage of this opportunity to hear these stories and that the two of you will come back and share more about this.
We would love to. Thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit and Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
And that will do it for Juno Afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend.